We continue now our coverage of President Bush's second Supreme Court nomination, which he made earlier this morning. The president chose his White House counsel, Harriet Myers, to fill the seat vacated by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who announced her retirement in July. I'm joined here in the studio by NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about Harriet Myers' role in the Bush administration in the White House?
Right. Well, in a White House that is considered to have one of the smaller inner circles of White House's past, she is certainly in it. She's been described as perhaps one of the most powerful but least well-known people in Washington. And I can also add, she kind of likes it that way. She likes that there's not a lot of attention paid to her. She's not a person who's making cold calls to reporters. She's not holding briefings. She has been very much behind the scenes, but very influential. The president has long really admired her and believed in the advice that she gives him. And she has moved up from staff secretary, the job that she had first when she moved into the White House, to deputy chief of staff for policy. And finally, when Alberto Gonzalez moved over to be the attorney general, she took his job as the president's legal counsel.
Well, we're finding out this morning that, at least as of this morning, not much is known of Harriet Myers' positions on some of the hot button issues that have come up when it comes to a Supreme Court nominee. Would the president know her positions or how she might proceed as a justice?
It is a reasonable assumption to make that even though members of the U.S. Senate and the public in general know very little about her because she does not have a track record as a judge, she hasn't made rulings and issued opinions, the president knows more about her than any president would normally know about any given Supreme Court nominee. There's always a dance with a potential nominee. The president can't ask about certain things. There's the question, does he have a litmus test on abortion? The White House...
Can't have that.
You can't have that, but because he is so close to her, because she has spent so many weekends at Camp David, because she has spent so many weekends and weeks at the ranch down in Crawford, Texas, it's quite possible they have had all these kinds of discussions, and the president does know where she stands.
The president also discussed, or at least consulted, with Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress before making his choice. What do you know or think? Was he influenced by what he heard?
He made a point of saying that he consulted with 80 members of the Senate, which means a lot of Democrats as well. And that's all kind of getting the ground ready for confirmation hearings. What we're hearing from officials at the White House today is that Senator Arlen Specter, Republican, Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat, the two key players in this in the Senate, asked him to consider people with less judicial experience to broaden the list. And what the White House is saying is that he took that counsel very seriously. And hence we get the Harriet Myers nomination.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Don Gagne is NPR White House correspondent.